This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, teed up at Landsbrook Golf Club, part of the Florida Golf Trail. The Florida Golf Trail has hosted half, yes, half, of the Todd Wright Tour event since the Todd Wright Tour began back in late 2015. The last event was at Landsbrook Golf Club, and I encourage all of you to get out and play at Landsbrook Golf Club or consider it for your outing. 727-784-7333. 18-hole championship layout. Runs 52-65 for ladies, roughly 58-44 for men who do not play with, say, a handicap of a single digit. Blue tees for those at 62-49. Greens always in excellent condition, both in receiving golf shots and for rolling your birdie and par putts. Please ask for General Manager Steve Martin when you go or if you call via phone at 727-784-7333. Tell him you listen to Todd Wright's Fantasy Football Podcast. Very competitive rates. It is often a busy golf course. And yes, you're going to have to schedule accordingly based on weather forecasts. I've been very fortunate in the last week with my play. But I encourage you to play Landsbrook Golf Club. Everyone who played in Todd Wright Tour event number 9, the final foursome on April 1st, enjoyed the golf course, and I think you will too. Landsbrook Golf Club, again, it's landsbrook-golf.com, one of 7 golf courses in the Tampa Bay area on the Florida Golf Trail. Okay, so let's review some of the news since we last spoke to you. Let's start with how Steve Sarkisian in Atlanta, according to a report, is looking to utilize Julio Jones more often in the red zone. The quote from Sarkisian via ESPN, via RotoWorld: when you have a player like Julio, it's making sure we maximize his opportunities. Let's make sure he's one of the primary receivers on that play because it is such a tough matchup for anybody one-on-one. Well, as someone who owned Julio Jones last year, I would obviously be all for this. After the big 300-yard game, Julio Jones was not only inconsistent, we had to monitor the injury situation seemingly daily, but yes, Jones didn't seem to be a primary target once the Falcons got inside the red zone. Freeman carried a lot of those in via the run, but it was not something that Matt Ryan consistently did in taking a first look or making Julio Jones seemingly a first option in the red zone. So if Steve Sarkisian is serious about doing that, that would only increase the value of Julio Jones, who is already considered by many to be one of the top 3 or 4 wide receivers you put on your draft board for 2017. Speaking of wide receivers who for the most part have been a disappointment the last couple of years, we have Packers coach Mike McCarthy talking about Randall Cobb. This also via ESPN, via RotoWorld. McCarthy saying it's important to make sure you create opportunities for all these guys, and how can you get Randall the ball a couple more times a game? Those are the things I think about at night. Cobb's obviously a part of a bigger picture in Green Bay. He seemed to suffer with injuries to Jordy Nelson rather than have an increased workload. He seems to benefit from Jordy Nelson being the primary guy. For the most part, I think Cobb owners would agree the last couple of years that they've been disappointed with his week-to-week and overall production. Remember that Martellus Bennett is now playing tight end in Green Bay. And I agree with RotoWorld's comment that there will be an overvaluing of Randall Cobb this year by someone in your league, perhaps a Homer Packers fan. And sure, the Packers are one of those offenses where you want to get a piece of it and have it on your roster for a season-long league. Cobb has been a disappointment the last couple of years, and he personally is a player I am going to shy away from in my season-long leagues, and on daily, I'm going to need to see more consistency from Randall Cobb or more consistent play from Jordy Nelson to get Randall back, presumably, in his comfort zone in that offense. A couple of Tennessee Titan notes. It appears as though Marcus Mariota, who broke his leg last year in championship week, for many of you, including me, he was in my season-long league. He was my quarterback for the second half of the season, virtually every game, and he broke his leg in the championship week. No, that did not work out well for me. That happens. I wasn't concerned. It's not like I'm counting on drafting Marcus Mariota to be my quarterback. I really don't have a quarterback plan at this point. I may have a quarterback plan going into season-long leagues the day of the draft, but it's not really a priority. It's something I sort of figure out on the fly based on where everybody else is drafting and what else is available, because I think it's easy to get a starting quarterback in a season-long league. And I'm not one who's going to invest a high draft pick in it. In one season-long league last year, I was the last person to select a quarterback. And as a matter of fact, two different teams picked two quarterbacks before I picked one. And that turned out to be Phillip Rivers. And you know what? It worked out just fine. I won my division, and I just ended up losing in the semifinals. But Mariota obviously has fantasy value. We saw that the second half of last year. Even though Tennessee is as much of a run-based offense as any offense in the National Football League, we'll get to DeMarco Murray in a moment. I like what the Titans did in the draft to get Mariota some more pass catchers. I'd like to see Mariota run the ball more if I'm a Mariota owner. But I understand it. If he's going to last in the NFL, he's not going to do it on a consistent basis. But it's nice to have that as a threat. If there's a broken play or a bootleg-type play near the red zone, as an extra incentive to have Mariota, knowing he might get you a rushing touchdown, I don't know, once every 3 to 4 weeks, we take that. But he's expected to be full go by training camp. DeMarco Murray, surgery Thursday on his hand. It was categorized as minor. The expectation is he will be 100% before the beginning of training camp. This may have been one of multiple things that bothered Murray throughout last year. He had a very, very productive year in a run-based offense and kept Derrick Henry for the most part until December on the bench consistently. I believe in DeMarco Murray. He's been extremely productive 2 of the last 3 years with 3 different teams. Tennessee knows what they have in him. He will be more comfortable in the offense. Not that it was a problem for him last year. The passing game may be better with some of the guys they drafted. And I'm not yet worried about Murray losing red zone vulture carries to Derrick Henry or a significant amount of snaps. DeMarco Murray should be viewed as an RB1 unless we find some things in camp or preseason or an injury that tells us otherwise. I imagine he had more than just his hand bothering him last year, but he's tough. He wants to play. He runs north-south. And I expect another good year, and I would have no problem having DeMarco Murray as my number one running back in a season-long league. Eric Decker, clearly not in the New York Jets' future. That's good for Eric Decker. There have been trade talks with the Ravens, according to Albert Breer, via Twitter, and I'm reading it via RotoWorld. RotoWorld writing, the Ravens might be content to wait until the Jets basically just cut Eric Decker. I'm sure they're not looking for very much in return. The Ravens are big on Perriman at the wide receiver position, but might be at the point now where they didn't draft offensive skill position guys, where they know, okay, let's bring someone else in. And whether that's Jeremy Maclin, who did have a free agent visit and didn't sign, or bringing in Eric Decker, might be a good spot for someone like that, a veteran wide receiver who can get on the same page quickly because he's a veteran with a Joe Flacco. I don't hear a lot of horror stories about Baltimore running that complicated of an offense. So it does look like the Ravens want to bring in a veteran wide receiver to go with Perriman and Mike Wallace. And I can understand why. Keep an eye on the Decker thing. If Decker goes somewhere else, then maybe there will be a renewal of things with Jeremy Maclin. I still think Maclin can play another year in this league after his last couple of seasons in Kansas City. Was it one or two seasons in Kansas City? Yeah, I think it was a couple, the last couple in Kansas City after leaving Philadelphia. But it's clear that if you were thinking Perriman was going to get all the balls from Joe Flacco, someone else is coming in there. But Perriman is still a player that may have more value than it looks on the surface, just because the Ravens are so high on him. They didn't draft any other pass catchers. And even if they bring in Decker, or they bring in Jeremy Maclin, or they bring in another veteran wide receiver, Perriman might be the number one target of Joe Flacco. At least that's the plan going into training camp. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is teed up at Landsberg Golf Club and the Florida Golf Trail. My next Todd Wright Tour golf event is July 8th at Bloomingdale Golfers Club, which is a Florida Golf Trail property. As you listen to this podcast, I have four individual playing spots left to sell in my golf tournament in 1 month. When they're gone, that's it. We're sold out, and we'll start a waiting list. If you would like to play in the Todd Wright Tour X Games, the X, the Roman numeral for 10, it's my 10th event, obviously limited availability, first come, first serve, joebucksfan.com/golf. If you see availability to buy and you would like to play, now is the time to buy it. If you don't see availability to buy, that means someone else beat you to it and we are sold out. You can email me to get on the alternate list. People cancel all the time at these golf events and spots do open up. But go to joebucksfan.com/golf for all the information on my next golf event at Bloomingdale Golfers Club, a Florida Golf Trail property, coming up on July 8th. That is a Saturday morning, and I'd like to welcome Fuzzy's Taco Shop is going to be feeding everyone breakfast tacos before we tee off. Thanks to Ian Lieberman, who runs Fuzzy's Taco Shops in Temple Terrace near the University of South Florida, and the Brandon location right off Causeway. Nice to feed breakfast to everybody in addition to the lunch, which will follow golf from PDQ and Papa John's. Only $59 per player. You get two meals and plenty more. Again, joebucksfan.com/golf for all the Todd Wright Tour golf information. My thanks to Landsberg Golf Club and the Florida Golf Trail for their continued support and sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. If you have any fantasy football questions, golf questions, or anything else, email me, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the podcast. We'll talk to you again soon.